The views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of WMEL staff, management, or advertisers.
This is Bull Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bull's Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Bartlett, tell us a little bit first about higher consciousness living so that we understand kind of the interplay with the arts festival today.
Well, Donna, as you, I'm anxious to bring down good sound thinking from wherever it's coming, which is a higher consciousness, and get that into people's homes, whether it be in a picture, a painting, the right setting for a piece of furniture. So whatever it takes to bring sort of higher thinking and higher consciousness, which is all about more balance, and for heaven's sake, we now need balance on this planet.
I certainly agree with that. I want to ask you a little bit about how we bring that higher consciousness down. I mean, how does somebody channel that and say, is it my inspiration? Is it an intuition I get? Where does the higher consciousness come from, and how do we tap into that so that we're surrounding ourselves with the beautiful things we're intended to experience?
Great question, Donna. First of all, I think you have to recognize that there is greater awareness and greater consciousness that we can tap into. That's step one. In other words, we have to put down our skepticism and our doubt and go, what else is there in life? And then it does take a little discipline. It takes inspiration. It takes knowingness. It takes learning, certainly learning. Some people don't have a clue that you shouldn't put the sofa in a spot that's going to harm you, whatever that means. You have to learn what would harm you.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, but I also want to just break for a moment here to talk about when we were discussing energy and higher consciousness and needing balance in the world, I look out at the crowd here and I am just infused by energy. Everybody here is so positive, enjoying the day, and it's really a wonderful opportunity for us all to tap into that today.
It certainly is. And I think the sunshine helps us be more positive. You know, I think taking a break from our ordinary routine and getting out of ourselves and meeting with like-minded souls. Everybody here wants to take part in beauty and sharing.
It's a wonderful comment, too, because it makes me think about the fact that we all just really want to be happy and comfortable in our space, which makes me want to ask you, Elaine Bartlett, what is feng shui?
Well, feng shui actually is nothing mystical. It's not an occult thing. It's not a religious thing. It simply means wind and water. What a concept. So it's actually, you know, if you go
in... So it's feng the wind and shui the water?
Yes, feng is the wind and shui is the water.
Okay.
And if you go into a place where it's way too dark for you and it gives you the creeps, it's all black, that's too much water. If you paint your bedroom red, well, you will become a lady of the night. Pete's smiling. Well, where can I find this?
I did have an orange bedroom for a while.
Well, I think what you're saying for a lot of people is that it's a sense that you pick up, and whether it's vibrational or how you define it, that's one thing. But feng shui is a sense that you get from
Absolutely.
The organization
Absolutely.
Of your world.
That's true, Pete. But what's happened is people have become deadened unto their senses so that a tool like feng shui comes along almost as a learning discipline to almost say, pay attention. You know, too much red will do this. Too much black would do that. They've lost that to a bit, particularly in cities and things. They're rushing. They're attached to their cell phones. So they've dulled the ability to feel it. Now, men, you fellas call it a gut feeling.
That's right.
And
exactly.
That
part
is
of your
it.
Sense.
Yep. You'll walk into a restaurant and your spouse will pick a place and you'll go, we're not staying. Or I'm not sitting there. That's actually
a
form
a
of feng shui.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a form of feng shui, believe it or not.
My wife has a good sense for where to sit when we go to restaurants.
Are you saying I sit too frequently? I do. I really do like to sit and relax. And I think that I'm also a creature that is very sensitive to my environment. And I know that life is really all about energy. And color is really a form of energy. And color is very important in the flow of design and the world, and particularly to the feng shui Bagua. So let's talk a little bit. I you know, I just know a few things.
You're
about
good.
Feng shui. You're the expert.
Someone
here,
who says but, Bagua.
But I know that the Bagua is basically a kind of a circular area that tells you which form of energy is called to different areas of a home.
That
so
is
let's
correct.
Talk a little bit about that and how I know we there are people who talk about the different. Oh, we've got people coming to visit us at the booth.
We have people coming up to us that know us.
Hold on, we will hold on
you
to the
do
booth,
our
to
neighbors.
The story for
you're
second.
Our neighbor's daughter.
Okay.
Well, that's right.
Say hello. No. Say hello to Melbourne
hello.
Here. Hey,
hello,
it's real.
Melbourne.
It's very nice to see you.
Give a shout out to your mom and dad.
Hi, mom and dad.
It's really something when we are
good to
out
see you.
In the middle of town.
Take care.
And you meet people who are, you're seeing them out of context. So we always recognize that person who comes by in the neighbor's driveway. But sometimes when you see that person walking through a crowd downtown Melbourne in an arts festival, you have to stop and say, where do I know that person?
They're out of sequence,
yeah,
out of context.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Right. So coming back to context, let's talk a little bit more about the context of the meaning of the Bagua in feng shui. And how does that give you some context in terms of how to design your living space?
Well, a Bagua would be in our language in English almost like a template that allows you a particular kind of formula. Now, people can get way too dogmatic with the formula because each piece of this eight-sided template, if you will, connects itself, first of all, with a color. So I have had people come to my classes and say, oh, I painted the north blue and the south red, and my little heart's palpitating because that is not how you use it.
Right. Isn't it that if you put too much red in the south, you're going to overheat your space?
You could, although you always have to take into account the person. If the person themselves is what we call very watery, their chi is very almost depressing, then they could handle the red.
So you can use the color to kind of bump up your energy
or tone
or
it down.
Diffuse it.
Goes
mm-hmm.
either way.
I just wanted to go over the chi. That is your
that
energy.
That is your energy. It's the same word. It's just Chinese for energy.
Ah, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. And chi is all around us. You're breathing it. You're eating it with the food choices. Mm-hmm. Poor chi is a bag of chips. Good chi is the apple.
I love chips.
I do too.
I only eat wise chips, though.
Well, there you go.
You know, I want to make a note here that you are listening to Bold Talk Business Radio on AM 1060 WMEL, the Talk to Me station. We're down today in the heart of Melbourne, broadcasting from the Melbourne Arts Festival today. And there's just wonderful spirit going on here, wonderful artwork, so much
great
talent.
Great chi.
Great,
tremendous chi.
Movement of energy just flowing all around us in a very, very positive way today. And we have a guest with us, Elaine Bartlett, who is an expert in feng shui and design and higher consciousness living, how to set yourself up for a life that is comfortable. Why don't you talk a little bit about why you chose the name higher consciousness living?
Well, Donna, I've spent many years studying with different masters. I have a background in interior design and a background in many topics that support me delving into something higher than what we've been exposed to on this planet.
So you get the sense sometimes that there's more out there than we see.
Oh, there's more to the unseen eye than there is to the seeing eye.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense.
One of the areas that I see that you talk about, Elaine, is doing certain tasks around the house that will improve the chi of your residents so that you feel more comfortable there, that it's a more positive space for yourself. And I noticed one of the points is to sweep all the walkways.
Absolutely.
Keep the debris off the walkways. It's funny that you mentioned that, number one, because the other day I was blowing off all the leaves off the driveway and the walkway. And when I finished, I felt like I had accomplished something.
It's amazing,
isn't it? That there was a great feeling of accomplishment, and I felt really good about it.
It's like when you take your car through the car wash, your car feels good. Well, your house feels good. It shines, and then you shine. It's like a back and forth love affair. It's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
I love in your brochure, Elaine Bartlett, you say, when house ain't happy, ain't nobody happy or healthy. So what is the link between feng shui and qi and home and health?
Well, the whole idea with good qi is that there are no blockages. And that's true whether it's your body or your home or your office or your car. If you have a blockage in your gas tank of your car, you're not going to go anywhere. If you have a blockage in your heart, it's quite dangerous. Well, if you have a blockage in a certain part of your home, let's suppose you have a blockage in your love affair section and you want a love affair, you want someone in your life. It's much more challenging to pull in the right life partner. You may pull in some creep, but you won't pull in that meaningful, deep relationship.
So you are saying, Elaine Bartlett, that you can organize furniture, choose artwork, design your physical space, and have a real impact on the flow of what happens in your life.
It's like Pete just said with cleaning his walkway. You simply feel better.
Well, talk louder. One of our guests walking by the station is saying that we need to talk louder.
Not loud.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of noise outside.
All right, we'll try better.
On the roadway here for the Melbourne Arts Festival. And I know that we're broadcasting just fine over the air to our listeners. So,
okay.
Elaine Bartlett. I don't know.
We're not sure, but thank you.
Here. But we will have our engineer take a look at that. That's our engineer over there. He's the guy who will handle the sound on the air.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a look at that. So, Elaine Bartlett, in the meantime, for our listeners who are listening on the air, let's talk a little bit about the placement, as we were discussing, the placement of furniture in a home. You mentioned earlier that you can have your sofa in a place that's unhealthy for you. What does that mean?
You can open your front door and have the back of the sofa facing you. It's a rather hostile position. It says, in its own language, it actually says, I don't want any friends and leave me alone.
I'm turning my back on you.
There it is. There it is, Pete. In simple English, I have turned my back on you.
Right. And
we have a guest.
Well, it depends
here who is
on the energy.
That,
it depends on what you're using. It can keep the dragon from coming in. Yes, it can.
I'm not afraid of dragons, but they are.
Some dragons are very good.
Our listeners are hearing Elaine Bartlett talking to one of the guests who is passing by our booth at the Melbourne Arts Festival. This is Donna Anselmo at Bold Talk Business Radio. Usually we talk about business on this show, and we talk about business success typically every Tuesday. So here's a plug for Bold Talk Business Radio. Tune in Tuesdays at AM 1060 on your dial to hear success secrets, insight strategies, tips and tools to help you live a more successful and more satisfying life. So today we have Elaine Bartlett with us talking about how to make our homes more satisfying and our lifestyles more satisfying with higher consciousness, bringing a higher consciousness to what we do in terms of designing our homes. What about our office? If we are in business and we want to set up an office so that it brings maximum success to us, what are some of the tips you would give us?
Declutter, declutter, and then declutter some more.
So we
organization's key.
Organization. What about the choice of furniture that you choose? Hard angles, round surfaces.
What do you recommend?
The form of feng shui that I use is actually called the compass school, and that marries your energy with the space itself. So you may need a square table. Pete may need a round table. It's hard to I'd have to take a better look at both of your energy.
And we have to get a square peg into the round hole sometimes.
Well, this is always interesting when two people sleep in the same bed and they have a different energy field. I've actually had to put cures on one side of the bed versus the other side. So one person is not adversely affected by the other one's adjustments.
That's very interesting. Well, about 18 months ago, we had a change in our lives. We have two puppies that share that bed with us, and they have
incredible...
Now,
that's a complex issue.
Yes, that is. Believe me. Now, four in the bed.
And the little one said... Yeah, we've got about 5 minutes till break. So, Elaine Bartlett of Higher Consciousness Living, feng shui expert, designer, lifestyle expert, somebody who can help you really look at your own personal energy and how to embrace it and how to enhance it in your own home and office space. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things. You talked about decluttering and sweeping up the walkways, picking up debris. We want to make sure that our home looks attractive in order to attract the good chi. Is that how it works?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your home becomes a magnet. Just as you have days where you feel you can magnetize people and situations to yourself, and then other days, well, we might call it a bad hair day or, ooh, worse.
Not so much on some days.
Yeah, exactly. What might be interesting, Donna, is for me to touch a moment on the fact that this is the year of the monkey in Chinese. And the year of the monkey has to do, we call it monkey mind. So many people's minds this year are overwrought with anxiety and worry. So the object is to pay attention. Yes, it's an energy that's in the airwaves. Well, then how can you best deal with it? And what do you need to do to adjust it?
I think first thing you would need to do is be aware of it.
Correct. There we go again. Awareness. Mindful.
So you're aware that something feels off. What do you do?
Well, because we're talking monkey mind, this is the year to take up a discipline such as meditation, mindfulness, emptying the mind, and just simply stopping the chatter when the chatter becomes overwhelming and it will make you sick.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about chatter, you're talking about that voice in your head that is getting in the way of your inner comfort and inner
Absolutely.
Peace.
Absolutely. It's an anxiety voice. It's not a comforting voice. This is not the higher source voice. This is that you've done it wrong. The self-doubt, the undermining, the gnawing, the fear.
Well, just
that inner judge.
The
inner judge that we all have been raised with. We need to learn how to turn that off.
Yes.
And
simply tell
and
it
move beyond
stop.
It.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Curious, because just as you were talking about this monkey chatter and the negative voices, somebody passed by our booth here at the Melbourne Arts Festival and gave us a little leaflet from the Henniger Center for a show coming up, Big Fish, and the little tagline on it is Dream Bigger. So when that negative voice comes, I think I'm going to use this as a message to say, dream bigger. Think about the things that you really want that would make your life meaningful and positive and happy. And when you hear the negative voice, turn yourself to the positive. What is it that you really want to see in your life? And then say, well, how can I make that dream happen?
Well, a simple feng shui this year. Now, this will not be true next year, but it's true this year. This year, put a little red in the south for inspiration so you can dream bigger. Or we gals can wear a ruby or a garnet, a little red stone.
Yeah. And is red aligned with the year of the monkey?
Well, it actually is a fire monkey year, but I'm now addressing the little brochure you got with saying dream bigger. Dreaming is aligned with inspiration. So inspiration comes from the direction south.
And south is where the red comes
from. And south
from.
Is where
okay,
the red.
So
it's
that's
like
the
I
relationship.
Backed it down. Yes.
Uh-huh.
We're going to break in 1 minute. And so I want to let our listeners know who are interested in learning more about feng shui, how they can reach Elaine Bartlett. So Elaine, what's the quickest way to reach you?
Oh, the quickest way is to give me a call on my at 321-327-3428. That's the quickest
321-327-3428 for information on Elaine Bartlett's Higher Consciousness Living. This is Donna Anselmo at AM 13. AM 1060 WMEL, formerly AM 1300, but that was a long time ago, so we're back on 1060, and we are on the air. Stay tuned during the break and come back with us. Bold Talk Business Radio will be bringing you more talk in the second half of this show after the news break. Stay with us.
This is Bold Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
This is Donna Anselmo, and we are broadcasting live from the Melbourne Arts Festival. This is the second half of Bold Talk Business Radio today on AM 1060 WMEL. Beautiful sunny day here in Central Florida. Absolutely gorgeous. Thousands of people coming by our booth at the Melbourne Arts Festival. This is WMEL, the Talk to Me station, and we have been broadcasting from this arts festival since the beginning. This is the 32nd year of the Melbourne Arts Festival, and it's very well attended today. Pete, what are you thinking about this?
I'm thinking about that. We also stream live worldwide on 1060 WMEL.com, so you can follow us worldwide. Again, 1060 WMEL.com.
1060 has a lot of really wonderful programming, very diverse, from politics to healthcare to business to home shows to garden to pets, you name it, we've got it. If you want to hear more about our show, Bold Talk Business Radio, because this is the Bold Talk Business Radio Hour today, our little bonus hour at the Melbourne Arts Festival today, we are typically on the air between 1 and 2 p.m. on Tuesday afternoons. That is our regular time slot, and we encourage you to join us on the air Tuesdays from 1 to 2 if you want to develop more success and satisfaction in your life, and who doesn't want to do that? So tune in for insight, strategies, tips, and tools, more success, more satisfaction in life.
Got
and
giraffes here.
On Tuesdays. We just had a giraffe walk by our booth, a giraffe costume, very beautiful. And we are sitting here in the sun awning covered booth for WMEL, and we have Elaine Bartlett with us, and we are very lucky because Elaine is the owner of a company called Higher Consciousness Living. Now I want you to know that's spelled H-I-E-R Consciousness Living, and I'm going to ask Elaine Bartlett to tell us a little bit about her business. Pete Anselmo's very excited as we're sitting at this booth. He keeps waving.
I'm seeing all the baseball fans here, New York, the Mets, the Yankees. It's all good.
You saw the Islanders hockey
the Islanders.
Team. Yes, just went by. Somebody from Riverhead, Long Island. And, of course, we're Long Islanders, too, transplanted to Florida, which we love very much, our second home. And it is exciting for Pete to see all the baseball fans go by. He's a big baseball fan, aren't you?
Well, it's baseball season. It's time to get the gloves out and the bat and ball.
I thought the gloves were for boxing.
What's that?
You
need a baseball glove to catch a hard ball.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk now with Elaine Bartlett. We were having a conversation in the first half of the show about feng shui, higher consciousness, qi energy, opening the flow of energy in your home so that you live more peacefully, comfortably, and happily in your life and your work, because you can feng shui your office, if we can use feng shui as a verb here.
Today we will. Okay. Today it's a verb.
So Elaine, tell us about, how did you name your company Higher Consciousness, H-I-E-R?
Well, H-I-E-R is named after the hierarchy. So there's a direct link to bring stronger energy down here. It was a very conscious choice.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. I thought maybe it was a name, but actually from the word hierarchy, so Higher Consciousness Living, H-I-E-R. So tell us a little bit about what you do in your business for people who didn't get to hear us in the first half of this show.
Well, my business is multifaceted. I do probably half the business of going into homes as a feng shui consultant, and the other half is really more of a cosmic coach, so that people will call me and ask Well, this morning, for example, a heart surgeon from New Jersey called to ask, what is the correct date to sign an agreement to put their home on the market?
Really?
Yes.
Is there a date for that?
Well, those who have studied long and hard with me know absolutely, because it's all energy. So it's, when's the high tide? When do you go fishing? When do you, it's
uh-huh.
just like that.
Uh-huh.
When is the right time to have surgery or not to?
Very good. I think we need to spend
we'll
a little bit more time.
Consult. So do you do that by some kind of a chart or astrology?
Oh, this
or do
is,
you
it's
do
a
this
combination
by pure meditation?
Oh,
how do
no,
you get your answer to that?
I am so invested in all of this. Yes, there is certainly meditation. There is right living behind it. But it's a science. So there is every chart. I must have had 5 different charts pulled out, not only to get him the right date, the right time on the date. This past Friday, a dear friend of mine was faced with open heart surgery this past Friday. She studied with me long and hard, and she knew enough to call me from her really sick bed and say, Elaine, I think it's a full moon on Friday, isn't it? I said, you bet it is. She chose not to have the surgery. And the doctors have now said, let's wait a while on this. It wasn't as necessary as we thought. Let's give you time to heal from the last surgery.
Interesting.
So it's quite serious.
I'm going to ask you a question about the full moon. Typically, we're talking business, but right now I want to turn to my puppies and my last dog who I loved, Chloe, who's no longer with us. But Chloe particularly was really sensitive to the full moon. And every time we had a full moon, she would wake up at 2 in the morning and she would want to go out and sit on our lanai at night. So what's the connection?
Well, the connection is energy is wide open. It's like the aperture of a camera at a full moon.
So there's some energy.
The animal...
We are at the Melbourne Arts Festival today with thousands of people walking by our booth today. And everybody stopping by to wave and smile and have a word with us as we're on the air here. And right now we're talking about energy and energy flow with Elaine Bartlett of Higher Consciousness Living. That's H-I-E-R, Consciousness Living. Elaine, before you talk to us a little bit more about the open flow of the full moon, what is your website address?
Website address actually is higherconsciousness.com. But again, as you mentioned, H-I-E-R. And if you don't know how to spell consciousness
Met
out
fan,
there, get the dictionary.
Gotta say hi.
And open the dictionary. But it's...
Okay, so Elaine, back to the question of the full moon. Why does the full moon affect an animal like
It affects
like
everyone.
My dog?
It makes the waters rise. And the waters are your emotions.
So we're really all connected to everything around us, even though a lot of the time our consciousness is dialed down on it.
That's correct.
But you're saying that some part of us really recognizes that and we respond in kind.
Well, your body is mostly water. So, of course, it
so
recognizes
you'd be affected
it.
By it. Absolutely.
Which is why there are more suicides and accidents around the full moon. But it is not the time you want to have a surgery. You bleed too much. It's just that simple. Water's
wow.
too high. So if you don't have to, now if she absolutely had to, well, they would have forced the issue. But they determined in this case, oh, we can wait a few months. Okay.
So do you do any workshops ever with physicians or surgeons on topics like this? Are they ever open to hearing that type of message?
They are open if their ego has taken a hit in life. If they still have to learn humility... then they're less open to it.
Right. Well, I think that's probably true for a lot of people in a lot of
in
professions.
General. In general.
In general.
Absolutely.
And I think that people that you would be serving in terms of coming to their home or to their office have to be receptive to the notion that
yes.
feng shui is a true
yes.
life force. It's something that operates in the world. And so... that makes it an approved or an approach that can be successful for them.
It can, but Pete, it's interesting. Even the best-hearted gal, and this is true, this woman called me in because her child was not sleeping, and the baby was, I'll say, 2 years old and hadn't slept since he came out of the womb. And the mother was totally frazzled, And she heard about me and decided, oh, she needs to come. But she actually didn't believe. So I went into this little guy's room and suggested she move the crib. The crib was in a place that absolutely meant the child would not be able to sleep. Well, she kind of rolled her eyes and was very patronizing. Thank you so much, blah, 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 blah. She didn't move the crib until finally a few months later when she actually broke, moved the crib, and the child has slept ever since.
Fantastic.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So what, in your judgment, was the message that you got that from your higher consciousness that tells you that the crib is in the wrong spot? Give us the piece of wisdom. Why?
Okay, that wouldn't be from higher consciousness. That's from the art. That's from the learning curve of feng shui, which I have spent many years with many different masters. And you simply want the head of a bed, any bed, but most particularly a child, against a wall. You don't leave it floating in the middle of the room.
Oh, I would
it's
imagine
against
that
common sense.
Yeah, so, I think
so
a lot of it is
secure.
Just what you said. It's
yes.
Common sense that people, you know, you go into a good, comfortable space and you know it almost immediately.
That's right.
And when you go into a awkward space, you know that also.
That's right.
And that's the energy that you're talking about.
That's it. But I actually can identify why it wouldn't be, and that's just from the learning curve.
So let me ask you a question. We are looking at a new office space. We're going to have to consult with you about whether this is a space we should get. It is on the fourth floor of an executive office building. And we have, when you walk in from the back of the room, straight across from you is a 10-foot wide window with a view that goes over the
treetops. Hook it up.
And gives you a view of the river. Is that a good thing to have in a business office?
Donna, I think you said it looks over the treetops?
Over the treetops mm-hmm. to the river.
The treetops are fabulous chi. The treetops are
going to be good to hear. That's good to hear.
We have to sign the lease.
Yeah. One story up where you're above the treetop, less good chi.
Oh, we are like kind of right at the treetops there.
Will you stand in the office? You can
excellent.
Look right over the
that's
treetops.
That's going to feed your spirit on a daily basis.
Now, I was listening to a webinar recently by a fellow named David Austin, and he does a program called Extreme Focus. And he talks about when you want to be really successful and very focused, for instance, in sales. If you want to go out and you want to make a sale and you want to get to the yes, he says to visualize yourself in a place of nature, walking through a garden gate, walking through a gate to whatever natural setting floats your boat, whether it's a preserve, whether it's an ocean view, whether it's a forest.
Hello.
Bring yourself to that,
hello,
to
Melbourne.
That special place. Hello, Melbourne. And so you bring yourself to that special place, visualize yourself there, capture that energy, think about what it is you want to do, and then on your way back, as you're coming out of your visualization, you walk back through your gate mentally into the space you need to be, either in your office or your client's office, and you feel refreshed from that natural energy. What do you think of that, Elaine Bartlett?
I think he should borrow my tag, Higher Consciousness Living, because that's what it is. That's all it is. It's a form of visualization. It's a form of meditation. And it's like where you focus your attention is what you're going to get. So if you focus on something, you know, even he should have perhaps taken it one step further. Visualize the sale. See yourself shaking hands.
Absolutely.
Thanking.
Very important.
Very critical.
Yeah.
So as you see it, so it is. No see, no get.
It's positive thinking.
Of course
it
is.
And keeping yourself, you know, on top of your energy.
Yes.
Being productive with what you're doing, focusing on what
yes.
you're doing, and being in the moment.
Now,
and
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, feng shui is that force that you're trying to tap into, whether you're meditating, you're doing mindfulness
yes.
training, it's all part of it.
You're listening to AM 1060 WMEL. This is our little Bold Talk Business Radio bonus hour at the Melbourne Arts Festival today. You're having a wonderful time on a wonderful day. Lots of great energy flowing around here today. Beautiful talent. I'm always amazed at the talent at this arts festival. You're listening to Peter Anselmo, co-host of Bold Talk Business Radio. Our guest today, Elaine Bartlett. And this is Donna Anselmo, host of Bold Talk Business Radio, always here to bring you tips and tools, insights, strategies, and energy for your lifetime success and satisfaction.
Yeah, it's a wonderful day here. It's great to be out of the studio, actually, and to see all the wonderful people that are coming by, see all the happy faces. It's great to see such a wonderful attitude. And you know, what's happening here is that the beautiful artwork is creating a tremendous energy flow that you can just see in the people as they come by. They're smiling, they're happy, they're enjoying the day, they're outside. And this is all part and parcel of what we're talking about today, which is positive energy. And it's something that we all need to tap into. And I think the most important thing is that we have to recognize that positive energy is something that exists. It's not like something that's talked about or is not real. It is real, and the belief in the fact that it's real is part of what brings the energy that you can see here today from all the people that are coming by.
Elaine Bartlett, how do we channel that energy? How do we get it in our lives?
Well, step one, it certainly does help to eat correctly.
As I'm drinking my frosted lemonade here?
That's fine. But, you know, for the most part, 80% of what you put in the fuel should be good fuel. It just makes the journey much easier. And then exercise. I mean, the things that you hear all the time. Meditation is good. Call it what you will, but it does center you and keep you balanced. You know, it's everything your mother ever told you.
So
she was right.
All the wisdom. Yes. I always say that there really aren't any new ideas. I mean, we have new ways of spinning things, but all of that wisdom about where we're at, positive energy, how people should relate. There was that book I remember when my children were little, Everything You Need to Know You Learned in Kindergarten, or Everything I Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. But we learned it through the ages over and over and over again. And if you look... You look at the Bible, you look at the Greek philosophers, you look at the Chinese philosophers, it's always been here, and it's a matter of we just have to relearn it every generation.
You know, I see, I'm a watcher of people because I want to know what makes them unhappy or what makes them off kilter. And many people have lost the desire to know themselves. So they're not looking, they're not digging, they're not taking time for contemplation or the walk in the park. And it's creating blockages, serious blockages.
Yeah, I think you see that a lot, particularly with as people get older.
Yes.
They lose that positive attitude because I think, you know, I'm older now, and I look at it and I see a lot of people are sort of focusing on the end game,
yes,
rather than the fact that this is a positive game that continues.
It's
that
an ongoing journey.
It's ongoing. It's not an end game.
No.
And I think one of the ways to stay positive is to not defeat yourself by saying, I can't do that anymore, or, you know, my time for that is past. Staying on a continuous learning path is a real pathway to positive energy, to just say, I can do anything I want to do, anything I need to do, even if I don't know how to do it right now, I can learn the right next step, and I just have to take it one step at a time and keep connecting with the next resource or the next piece of information I need to learn what's new.
Well, we're all experiential beings.
Yes.
And as long as the life force is flowing within us, we're able to experience life. And regardless of our circumstance, whether it's our age, our infirmity, what have you, we're still experiencing the life force. And that's what we need to appreciate.
Yes.
It's interesting, too, today, you know, years ago, people talked about retirement. Everybody basically at 65. Retired. The world has changed. Now we talk about rehirement because people go back into the workforce at 65. And if you're not going back into the workforce, as you're hitting that age, you know, whatever age level that you think it's time to change it up, as Elaine Bartlett is passing me her business card. On the back of her card, it says reinvent yourself. There's always a time to reinvent yourself, always a chance to reinvent yourself, to get to the place you want to be in your life, because at the root of it, our physical body may decay, but we're spiritual beings and we're energy beings. So let's focus on tapping into that great energy today. There's plenty of it here at the Melbourne Arts Festival. We have just a few more minutes on the air. So I want to ask Elaine Bartlett, our guest today, your feng shui consultant and
more
cosmic
baseball
coach.
Fans. I love it.
Now we've got baseball fans passing our booth at the Melbourne Arts Festival, the 32nd Melbourne Arts Festival. So much gratitude today to the Talk to Me station, AM 1060 WMEL, for giving us the opportunity to get out here and share our views and news with the people who are passing by and all of our wonderful listeners out there. Remind you also, tune in Tuesdays between 1 and 2 p.m. for Bold Talk Business Radio, and just tune in anytime to AM 1060 WMEL. You are sure to hear some very high-level discussion. So Elaine Bartlett, our guest right now, let's talk about some of the ways that we can balance and recalibrate the energy of a home. We've got about 2.5 minutes left.
Well, that's an awfully big question to cover in 2.5 minutes, but I'll do my best. So to balance and reorganize and uplift the energy of your home, always the first thing is clean and clutter-free. It just is so simple.
That helps.
Start there. Sometimes pay attention to the signal. Are you getting the signal it's time to move? Sometimes it is. Upscale, downscale, change scale.
Yeah,
but
especially
people
who, older people, as you get older, you accumulate more stuff.
Yes.
And one of the big things that we need to do is to unload the stuff. And whether it means downsizing your house or whatever is involved, it's important, I think, periodically to go through your stuff and discard it.
Well, if you, Pete, still have business suits from the 80s, it's time to get rid of them.
How did you know?
Yeah. And Donna, if you have your prom dress from God knows when, download it. Off
Do
goes.
You know, actually, it's funny you mention a prom dress, because my daughter just gave away her prom dress last season. She's 32. And we have the most gorgeous prom dress for her with Aurora Borealis crystal. And she honestly
What's the key, bud?
Looked like a princess. But she gave it up so somebody else could be a princess. And she
That's
passed it,
pass
along,
it along
to children in her high school who needed
you
a dress.
You want to say hi to your friends at school?
Okay, buddy, what's your name here?
Zach.
Jack, what do you do?
Zach.
Where do you go to school, Zach?
Longleaf Elementary.
Oh, Longleaf.
All
That's
right.
not too far from us. What's your favorite subject?
I'd say math or... Math.
Here we are, CrossFit.
Or science.
Okay, math and science. Well, what are you thinking about this art show today, Zach, from Longleaf Elementary?
Well, I think it's my first time here. And
mothers know best. Believe me, pal.
His mom just pulled his lollipop out of his mouth.
And no, it's not funny.
Okay, well, we're just about off the air. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks,
and family,
Zach.
For stopping
Good seeing
by
you, bud.
At the Talk to
Bye.
Me station booth. Tune in to AM 1060 WMEL. We are going to be signing off in a minute, but I want to thank our very special guest here, Elaine Bartlett, for being with us and talking with us about higher consciousness living today. I think that your house might want to have a chat with Elaine Bartlett. And if you and your house want to have a chat with Elaine Bartlett directly, you can call her at 321-327-3428. And one of the things that she can bring you is interior design, information on astrology, more information about feng shui, feng change. There's a lot of wonderful universal principles that you can use to empower and enlighten yourself, reach new heights of healing and happiness. Contact Elaine Bartlett. This is Donna Anselmo, Bold Talk Business Radio host.